This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is still celebrating the Mueller report released yesterday, which, in his words, concluded no collusion, no obstruction. But today, he shared a less charitable view of independent counsel Robert Mueller's report. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The president's calling it the crazy Mueller report. Tweeting from his Florida club, the president says he never agreed to testify in the investigation because he did not need to respond to fabricated and totally untrue statements he says were made about him in the report to make someone look good or make him look bad. He calls them total BS. He actually used the whole expletive. The president alleges notes some people said they took after meetings with him didn't exist until they were created for the investigation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, has issued a subpoena for an unredacted copy of the report for his committee to examine. And he's called for Mueller to testify before him and his colleagues, saying Attorney General William Barr's summation of the report did not provide enough information. In Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting with UNESCO experts about the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral, which suffered a devastating fire on Monday. French art conservators reported today that many of the artworks housed in the cathedral have survived. And in addition, 180,000 bees living in hives at the cathedral have been found alive. The bees were thought to have perished in the flames. Macron has said he wants the restoration of a cathedral complete by 2024. Some critics call that unreasonable. Monday's fire at the 850-year-old cathedral ignited just after the last tourist had exited. This is VOA News. David and Louise Turpin are in court in Riverside County, California today after one of their children escaped from captivity and told authorities that they and their siblings had been confined to the family home and deprived of basic necessities for years. The Turpins pleaded guilty in February to torture and other abuse so severe it stunted the kids' growth and left two of their daughters unable to bear children. They faced 25 years to life in prison. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The abuse was uncovered last year when one of the couple's 13 children jumped out a window and called 911. The children were severely underweight and hadn't bathed for months. I'm Mike Hempen.
Police in Northern Ireland say the dissident Republican group, the New IRA, was most likely responsible for the fatal shooting of a reporter in Londonderry during riots overnight. The Assistant Chief Constable Steve Hamilton said a gunman fired a number of shots at police during the rioting, and he called it a terrorist act carried out by violent dissident Republicans.
We believe this to be a terrorist act. We believe it's been carried out by violent dissident Republicans. Our assessment at this time would be that the New IRA are most likely to be the ones behind this.
A murder investigation has been launched, but there have been no arrests so far. Malaysia's government has announced it is restarting a multi-billion dollar project in Kuala Lumpur that will involve a Chinese company and contribute to China's Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The move to revive Bandar Malaysia comes a week after the government resumed a China-backed rail link project after the Chinese contractor agreed to cut the construction cost by one-third to $10.6 billion. It also comes just days before Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad is to travel to China to attend the second Belt and Road Forum next week. Chinese President Xi Jinping has made the Belt and Road Initiative a signature policy. The estimated $1 trillion-plus plan aims to weave a network of ports, bridges, and power plants linking China with Africa, Europe, and beyond. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Egyptians begin voting Saturday on constitutional changes that could allow Egypt's president to stay in office until 2030. If passed, the amendments would also deepen presidential powers and military presence within communities. The presidential term would be increased from 4 to 6 years, and the president would be allowed to run for a third term in 2024. Pope Francis is celebrating Good Friday, one of the most important days of the Roman Catholic year, by leading a torchlight procession in Rome tonight known as the Way of the Cross. The event draws tens of thousands of participants. They visit 12 stations of the cross along the ancient city streets. They pray and think about the execution of Jesus Christ. This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.